You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, Wisdom community. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another show. It's Ian here, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be an amazing show today. So welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. We're here in the energy of the community. We're feeling the collective consciousness. The vibration is high, frequency is high, and we're all here to really tap into that amazing energy and the wisdom that our speaker is going to share with us today. So the Wisdom of the Ancient series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices, knowledge, and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too. It's ancient knowledge that is now coming forth and asking to be remembered. And the theme for this series, again, is vessels of love, light, and service. So right now, may we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us, so that we all, really all of us, become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. And so as we get started, we call on the ancient ones to support us, to open our hearts. So just calling in all that beautiful love and energy and support from all the ancient ones from all realms, so that we're all blessed, we're all touched today. So I'm excited to introduce our next guest to you. Dr. Reverend Debbie Adams is a gifted soul reader, divine healer, therapeutic medium, higher consciousness coach, and heart-centered teacher who will empower you to live your highest potential. She has helped thousands of clients overcome physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, psychic, business, and human challenges. She has an intuitive ability to tune into and translate the wisdom of your soul. Her higher consciousness sessions are filled with magical insights, quantum transformations, divine blessings, and sacred life transmissions and activations. You will feel like you're talking to your own angelic self while being holistically transformed in pure love and higher cosmic attunement. Her clients experience new freedom and bliss. She has been called a light worker, an earth angel, a saint, a medicine woman, a spiritual midwife, and enlightened by shamans, healers, and her clients. Debbie has also been called in missing persons cases, life and death passages, and to communicate with the loved ones who have transitioned, including in difficult circumstances such as murder. She has a doctorate of divinity, 3 ordinations, and 20 healing certifications. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Debbie Adams to the show. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you. I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you so much, Ian, and just blessings to every person who is listening to this. I just send out heart blessings, heart awakening energy, beautiful consciousness of oneness energy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for speaking that out into the space and making it so. Yeah, so everyone, Debbie is a favorite, of course. Many, many of you know Debbie. And Debbie's been with us on many shows before. And the feedback we have regarding the sessions and just working with Debbie and just, you know, people have said that just looking into her eyes, they just know that Debbie just has the purest heart. And today, Debbie's going to be talking to us about 12th dimensional solar body activations. So some of the things that you'll experience today is you'll learn what you can do to separate from illusion and false beliefs immediately. Well, separate illusion from false beliefs immediately and tap into your hidden spiritual DNA and let it bless your life in every moment. You'll learn the fascinating science of how human DNA responds to light, sound, and intention. You'll discover how your personal issues can melt away when you are in tune with your 12th dimensional solar body. So an exciting show. And Debbie's going to be taking live questions and doing live readings today. And you all know that Debbie is highly, highly intuitive. So *2 to raise your hand on the phone for us to take your question live. So *2 on your phone, or put your question in the interview box, or the question box, excuse me, on the interview page, which is the webcast page. And to give you some guidance, what Debbie can help you with today, you can ask Debbie, what is preventing you from activating your interdimensional life body? So you can ask her, what is preventing me from activating my interdimensional life body? Or simply, where are you blocked in activating your 12th dimensional solar body? So you can ask her, where are you blocked in activating your 12th dimensional solar body? So star 2 to raise your hand or put your question in the question box. And we'll get to that part of the show in a while once we've gone over some of the conversation. But Debbie has asked, and I think it's a fantastic idea that she lead us in a short guided journey or meditation. It's the opening of the portal to our collective angelic solar heart. So, you know, Debbie, if you wouldn't mind just briefly tell people about this journey that you'll be taking us through or this meditation, and then absolutely feel free to lead us through whenever you feel called to do so.
Sure. I just thought it would be wonderful for us to connect inward. So if you're at a place where you can close your eyes safely, do so. If not, and you need to stay active and aware, driving or watching children or whatever might be in your life right now. So if you can close your eyes, then this is just a beautiful experience that we can open up to, in which we can feel more, access more, experience more. What does this mean, the 12th dimensional solar body? What does it mean, the 12th dimensional solar angel? And just allow those energies and frequencies to come into you, your being, and to let you know, so that you feel them, so that you know them, so that you recognize them as energies that are, that you probably are already aware of in some ways, and energies that might come more and more alive through this experience in you. So that's the intention I have. Yay. Yeah. So can we just go right into it?
Mm-hmm. Please do.
Thank you. Thank you. So no matter what has come before right now, we breathe in and we release and let it go. We allow our breath to carry us into this present moment, into this magical moment of now. We are safe, we are protected, we are loved. And so as you continue to breathe in and breathe out in the most natural way, begin to open up whatever that means through your intention, through your energy body. Just open up now to receive and to allow all 12th dimensional solar frequencies, light, harmonies, sacred geometries, golden templates, forms, patterns. Let them all just begin to shower around within you. So whether it's golden orbs, crystalline rainbow light, sparkling diamonds of infinite love, just feel your heart, your brain, your energy field receiving them, every fiber of your being beginning to respond. And just like when you look at our solar sun, this beautiful solar sun, on one of those days when the infinite rays of luminous yellow-white light are just shining and there's a round rainbow arc that you can see in it, just allow your own heart center to open its flower of life, to drink in all the solar energies. And as you continue to just feel and know, see, picture, imagine, whatever level it is, just beautiful force fields of exquisite crystalline rainbow light, golden prisms, 12th dimensional solar light, frequencies and sound, just touching you. And feel a higher velocity love safely imprint into all of your cells as they receive this pure source love light energy, this power, the golden codes that are activated within it. And we call forth the 12th dimensional solar angel of our collective heart. We invite in the full radiance of this angel, and that we may experience this illumined body within our own being to move into each of us, to bless, anoint, love, empower, and heal each of us right here, right now. So be aware of floating bubbles of bliss, joy, peace, serenity, clarity of mind, grace, open-heartedness. This incredible divine angelic presence touching every aspect of your being with infinity waves and loops. And know we are one in the sacred dance of life. And so it is.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful way to really set the stage for this call. So beautiful. So Debbie, why don't we start, I think, with, I'd like to start by having you explain to people about the 12th dimensional solar body and, you know, just pretend that, we know nothing about it. So if you could just explain to us, what exactly is the 12th dimensional solar body that you're referring to?
Well, there are so many prophecies that speak to what is happening on our planet that are related to this 12th dimensional solar body and our ability to plug into it. So if it's okay, Ian, I would just love to share about some of them because I feel like then it makes sense. People have a template or where to place it.
Of course.
Okay. So what I would like to do is just share some of these beautiful sacred prophecies that to honor them fully would take days or hours, you know, to share. But in just the most blessed, honoring way now, I want to present some of them. So in the Quero Inca Andean tribe prophecy, this is a time of great transformation and change on our planet. So there is a new human being birthed, and that's Homo Luminous. And in other groups, other places, because this is a universal experience for all of humanity, I've heard other people called Homo Divinicus, Homo Angelicus, Homo Universalis. But it's the full light body radiant self that is aware of all dimensions and lives in peace and oneness. That is the new human race. That is being birthed at this time. And contrary to the theory that it takes millions of years for evolution for this new human to be birthed, in the Quero tradition, they say 19 generations, and that it is already underway, and that we can take this quantum leap into who we are becoming now because this archetype of this new human exists. And we can be it, we can step into it, we can embrace it. And that's what this 12th dimensional solar activation is all about. So it's about honoring who you are as your multidimensional being. We often hear that, but what does that mean really? And so I love the idea of like really being able to plug in and meet your angelic self, your galactic self, your star family self, your universal self, your I am presence, and all the higher portals above us. And it really is about that we are able to embody, manifest, be aware, be one with all of those, because that's part of the invitation for humanity and what's happening. Now, in the Hopi prophecy, there is a lot of foretelling. Of course, there was the descent and the ending of their old ways, which the Native Americans have endured. But there were signs and prophecies given along the way that told them what they were going to be walking through. And then the end ones told of a new golden age on Earth, the fifth world creation. In the Hopi cosmology, this is the fifth world creation. And one of the last signs in the prophecy is the appearance of the blue star in the morning sky. And in 1987, we actually had this super blue star nova explosion in space. For any that were old enough, it was a big event worldwide and exciting. But what this event did really, when this super blue star nova just kind of exploded in space, is it sent so many like neutrinos, star matter, X-rays, gamma rays, light into our solar system, directly received this whole experience of energy and light, star matter, by our sun. And so our sun metabolizes, takes us in, and it's transmitted to the earth. And so all this new light is what is allowing all our new life abilities awakening, what is fostering, feeding the what we call the ascension process. And what's so fascinating is, what does Mother Earth do with new light? She evolves new life forms. So it becomes part of the DNA, and it informs and instructs life in new ways now. And so we have such an invitation to expand, to advance, to evolve, to ascend right now, because all of this has been leading to this great cosmic time for us to be here. And it allows us to, in the magnetics on Earth are lessening. And what that means for us is, it's easier for us to transmute karma, old stories, to dump all the garbage, to release, to let go of that which is not serving us. So we're truly supported in this process by the universe. And there's so much more to share, but there's another part or aspect to the Hopi prophecy, which is about us, me, you, everybody who's listening on the call, because I don't believe you'd be listening if you weren't like, you know, part of this, is that there are many star beings born on Earth to hold this new space in the golden age creation. And that's you. We've all come because we were called to this party. We agreed to be here to participate at this time. And so in the Hopi prophecy, one of the most remarkable things in the previous epics, you know, eras of life, it was like when life got out of balance, then all life had to go into disintegration. And they have beautiful stories. I mean, the story is just amazing. But all life would go, you know, like into the Middle Earth, and then there would be like the meteorite, and it would, you know, knock out all life. And then eventually, you know, life would begin to propagate again. And then the next time it happened, it was the Ice Age, which and all life goes into the Middle Earth and hangs out there until it's time again to expand. And the third time, it was the flood, the flooding of, and these are very big periods. And so in this fifth world creation, in their prophecy, it is the first time that we have the potential to not have to go into mass destruction, but that there would be enough holding the space of this golden age of enlightenment, being already there in this peace and oneness and goodwill aspect that we exist in, to actually make that leap. And that's why you matter. That's why everything you do to clear, heal, ascend yourself, others, every time you practice kindness, practice love, practice forgiveness, every time, you know, you're sharing authentically, growing, becoming what you feel that you're meant to be, expressing your gifts, doing whatever, you are contributing to this golden age expression. So the solar light body is about this homo luminous aspect of our being, the light that's already here, the 12th dimensional ascended Mother Earth field that is already here, and then us plugging into it and plugging ourselves into it in a very real, wonderful way, so that we can manifest our in that expression of our I am self, our total, fully realized, okay, here I am, self. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Wow, beautiful.
Yeah.
It does. And of course, I have so my follow-up question, you know, what's coming through to me is there a 12th dimensional solar body for the Earth? So one,
mm-hmm.
and then do we all have our own personal solar bodies? So
yes,
yeah, okay. So there's,
yes.
So tell us
mm-hmm.
a little bit about that, and if you could, because you mentioned plugging in to the into the solar light body. Are we activating the solar light body within ourselves? Like, you know, I'm thinking of this as maybe like one of my chakras. I'm just thinking of that because that's like the visual that's coming through. It's like a big star in my heart chakra. That's kind of what I'm thinking right now for me personally. Maybe you could explain what it kind of looks like if you even know for everyone. But how do the two bodies not integrate, but you know, work with each other or respond
yes,
to each other?
Yes.
So the universal life body as well as our own solar body.
Yes, beautiful. Well, I would definitely say this whole experience in your heart and the star is definitely part of it. And what it looks like, oftentimes the ascension process is really called the descension process, because it's like we have, you know, above our crown chakra, we have our soul star. And above that, we have this, you know, portal to our angelic self, our angelic being. And above that, to our galactic self, our star family self, and above our universal self, and then our I am presence self. So we have these portals, these gateways, this experience, and all of that is meant to come more and more alive in our body. Our bodies are embodying the light that we are and embodying this new light. And that is requiring a lot from us. For me, it requires me to eat very, very healthy all the time. When I deviate from that very much, it seems like the temple of my body is just like can't tolerate a lot. So for us, as your body is doing the ascension process, et cetera, there might be things that happen along the way, some of them temporary, that are invitations for you to become aware of. But it's also by consciously receiving and aligning with all of this new energy, light waves, and et cetera, you're able to heal and transform your mind. And in the solar body activation, it's your 12th strand DNA also becomes active, creating a bridge between the human genetic coding and the cosmic codes of all knowledge and wisdom in all creation. And so we begin to really live from the awareness and the understanding of who we truly are, like the fully empowered you. And so you gently, really, but powerfully shift into higher vibrational fields, frequencies of light, and your human potential gets activated. So personal issues can certainly melt away when you're in tune and manifesting your 12th dimensional solar body, because you see, perceive, and understand with your multidimensional nature. And also you're plugged into resources that are so much bigger and greater than yourself. And so one of the activations that I have is the invitation to plug into the archetype of the whole brain for the evolved human. So if we think about the new Homo luminous, it's a whole new brain. And where we previously had a split, there's not really a split. There's a larger prefrontal cortex. There's some things happening, going on. And when you plug into that archetype already, it's like your brain is right here, and now it's plugged into this light resource and this total connectivity of this evolutionary brain. And you have so much more power and resources available to you.
Oh, amazing. You know, you said
it is
you
amazing.
See,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. you see, perceive, and understand your multidimensional nature. So, well, I would think that I'd be speaking for quite a few people in the community if they could embody that and really. I think there's a desire to embody that, to live our multidimensional nature. And in many cases, there's a yearning to do so because there's a knowing that, certainly there's a knowing that we're multidimensional beings.
So, and that's what we came for. It's a desire because it's what we came for. And it's underway. Yeah. So I just would like to let everyone know it's underway. But, you know, some of the things like inner knowing becomes your compass. Your intuition becomes spot on. Your perceptive abilities are just, you can totally discern truth from lie. Just in one, it doesn't even matter. You don't even need confirmation. You just, the discernment is there. And so this evolved brain, and this is just one of the invitations, you know, really we integrate oneness in this totality, like is integrated in such a way. So it's so much easier and freer, you know, we become cosmic knowers.
Cosmic knowers. And then, you know, something that you speak about as well is bonding with the universe. Can you speak to, you know, what that means? What is the, you know, is there a secret key or a secret way that we need, a secret way of practice that we need to, you know, work on to bond with the universe?
Well, bonding with the universe is truly just recognizing that you are already one with the universe. And the secret key really is, just try this, kiss the universe back. It's always been kissing you. Just kiss the universe back. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you need. This is a time when, you know, I have spent many, many decades and years, and it, whenever I say, whatever you want for me, God, I immediately hear, what do you want, Debbie? It's like, this is a time for us to have our desires, to plant them, to be in our intentionality. It's almost like giving up an authoritative creative power that God ordained me with by me saying, what do you want? God's will for each of us is for us to be healthy, happy, joyous, free, you know? And so it's like we're here as creator beings. And so what is that divine intuitive self of me saying for my creation? What am I to do? What is that about? So when you connect with your universal self, as you do in this activation, you really begin to embody like the grace. So the universe is really your friend. It's totally your friend. And it's also your mirror. It is totally your mirror. It's just mirroring back to you, whatever it is that you're reflecting, whatever it is that your vibration and your frequency is aligned with. It is just totally there as a mirror resource. So I would say that the real secret, even with the angels, and I mean this has been said so many times, sometimes, you know, is to ask for exactly what we need, and to also just kiss the universe back, hug the universe, begin to embrace the universe, begin to embrace yourself as the universe. The universe as self, just that total experience of no separation, one in the same. So hug it, talk to it, be with it.
So everyone, so we're going to go to the phones fairly shortly. So *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to have the opportunity to be called on for a reading by Debbie. Or put your question in the question box on the webinar page. And for those of you who might have joined a little later, you can ask Debbie what is preventing you from activating your interdimensional life body. So what is preventing you from activating your interdimensional life body? Or you can simply ask, where are you blocked in activating your 12th dimensional solar body or your light body. So ask about your blocks or what's in the way. But before we go to the phones, Debbie, why don't we do this? If you could just share with people, what are some of the types of things that would prevent people in general from activating their interdimensional light body, and for that matter, for understanding, you know, their multidimensional nature, what generally gets in the way, and then we can get to personal readings to, you know, tell people specifically.
Fear, past life suffering or memories from being persecuted or whatever it is, as a spiritual being or resource in the world. Fear is definitely a block, but it could be truly anywhere. So self-worth, self-worth can be a block. But there can also be, you know, in the higher realms, fear can exist in the higher chakras related to religious beliefs. So what we've been taught, even though it's not the truth of God, can interfere. Well, you know, that this is a domain that, you know, is reserved for saints or Christ, or, you know, where it's I'm not the same, you know, where we already separate ourselves out from the fold of God, from the oneness field, from that vibration. So there can be many things. Along the way, it can be in your, you know, your it can be in your earth star. It can be, you know, in your root chakra. It could be, you know, high above. It could be in your soul. So that Akashic record field of your being too, you know, it can be agreements that you might have made, but fear is definitely the predominant, experience that can, hold you back or block you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. So everyone, again, you can ask Debbie, and Debbie will read in. And we'd like to get to quite a few of you. So if you could also, everyone, limit the follow-up questions as much as possible, that would be great, so we can serve as many of you as possible, both on the phone and on the web. And one last question I have for you, Debbie, before we do that. So once people, and I'm sure you're going to share this as well, once we go through, you know, the session and the work that you do regarding, you know, the activations themselves to activate someone's interdimensional light body. But once someone actually does the work and does the clearing, either by themselves or with a practitioner who can really speed up and accelerate that process for them, you know, what's on the other side? You know, what can people look forward to in terms of changes in their life and changes in their outlook and their perception?
Well, there's really a lot, because it's about your empowerment and moving into a divine flow, harmony, grace. But that doesn't mean, you know, we have our divine self and our human self, and we're meant to master both. To be masterfully human and masterfully, you know, divine. And so there's a beautiful book title. I just loved it because I started laughing. After Enlightenment, The Laundry. And it's just a reminder, like, we're here on Earth and we're walking around in this realm. And just like you say, you know, the love, light, service, vessels, you know, vessels of this. And so we still have the doingness aspect that comes with being human, and we can be masterful in that. But there is so much ease and grace. I have to say, you know, I used to have chronic anxiety for 20 years. I don't have that anymore. There is just like this experience in life that makes life so much more fun, easy, enjoyable. There's an embrace of joy that is, I mean, daily laughter and positivity. So there's so much that comes, and no longer having issues, or no longer having issues be what your predominant awareness is, I would say. So issues resolve. So they resolve, dissolve, they clear, they heal, whatever it is. And because your soul in these higher dimensional aspects is you without any complaints, you without any, you, the you that's never been injured, the you that's never been hurt. These are a very empowered, the you that has never separated from God. And so to plug back into a field of life and energy that we might have separated out without even being fully aware of it, there is just tremendous amount of energy and resources that come into us. So living your life purpose, passion, meeting new people, finding it easy to you know, hook up and plug into life. I think so many of us sometimes feel alone or think that we're alone, and we're not. And, you know, so being able to be masterfully human and masterfully divine is, I would say, the process. So for me, it's really easy to be divine. I've always understood the spiritual world, and I always felt plugged in. The human world has been very confusing. Finding, you know, learning how to communicate, learning how to do all sorts of things. That's about being masterfully human and allowing my solar body self to be able to express through me in an even stronger way. Yeah. So I hope that made sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It sure did. All right. So let's go to the phone. Star 2 to raise your hand. If you are wanting to ask a question, we'll get through as many as we can, time permitting. So we're going to go to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. The last four digits of your phone number are 3197. Coeur d'Alene, you're live with Debbie.
Hello, my name is Brandy. And I was wondering Oh, thank you for picking me. I kind of knew you were going to. my kids are wandering around. But any advice or that you can show me what my primary block is to activating my 12th solar body?
I go into the heart immediately and self-love. So that's what I go to, Brandy, is just this whole experience in the heart, and it's around self-love. And I just want to honor you because I know with children and with family and with things, you know, sometimes our lives are really, really full and we have to show up and we're last on the list. And so there's absolutely no judgment or criticism, but it's this whole experience of just opening up and just falling in love with yourself and your history and everything that you've been through. Because it hasn't been easy and it hasn't all been light, and you're amazing and remarkable, and your spirit is, you know, so strong, so fierce.
Thank you. All right, Brandy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
beautiful. All right, let's go to, I can't pronounce this, Kittanning, Pennsylvania. So hopefully you'll correct me. 0778.
Hello,
welcome.
Hello. Thank you for selecting me. I'm honored.
Oh, good to have you on the show. Welcome. What's your name?
Ken.
Hi, Ken.
And I'm from, the town is Kittanning. You were pretty close.
All right. What's your question for Debbie?
Well, my question is really, I just wanted to be connected with this amazing person here and just to ask, I feel I'm really well connected to Source and things are going well, but there's always energies out there that I'm not aware of. And I just wondered if you have any advice of some way to find out about this or what I would need to connect to next that I'm currently not experiencing.
Okay. It was interesting. There was something about wealth or money that came up. And the question that you're asking, there's a discernment. I think it speaks to that discernment between what is truth and what is lies. What do I need to pay attention to and what can I just allowed to fall away to the wayside. And I think this a very important aspect of discernment is, it would be opening up within your brain, within your third eye, within your whole experience in crown chakra. So that relates to outside energies. You know, how am I masterful around those? And there are many because we are bombarded with so much, and what is important to pay attention to and what can absolutely fall to the wayside, and even what can we bless and release and not give any energy to.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I've been working at letting things go, getting rid of things, to let
Yay.
The new energy in.
Transmuting.
All right.
Thanks,
Wonderful.
Ken. Much love to
yeah.
you. Thanks for calling in. Glad to have you on the show. Beautiful. Let's go to another person on the phone. So let's go to, we're staying in Pennsylvania. This time it's Philadelphia. 5159, the last four digits of the phone number.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Alana, and I'm birthing new things in my healing business and seeking to connect to new people personally and professionally, and I'm feeling blocked in that area, so I'm wondering what my blocks are.
Well, I go down to the Earth Star, and the Earth Star is so amazing to me because I feel like when we really plug in to our Earth Star and plug into the 12th dimensional ascended field of Mother Earth, like it opens up whole new energy and pathways. And it's a way that we can feel so safe on Earth already. And so it's like a big light jolt that happens. And then those light pathways are, light is intelligent. It exists in unity. It knows already. It already knows who you are, what you're doing. Your soul information is already there and can just kind of spread out across the earth and connect you and plug you in to the people, places, resources that are most beneficial to you. So I went to the Earth Star, believe it or not, and having a pathway, knowing that you're supported. And knowing that you're supported, I feel like I could say that 20 times over and over to you, knowing that you're supported, knowing that you're supported. And yeah.
Does that resonate
Thank
with you.
You,
Alana? Does that help you out?
Yes. When she said, I feel like I could say that to you 20 times, because the first time she said it, I kind of relaxed. Like there was tension I didn't realize that was within me, and I just kind of melded. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe say it to yourself many, many times. I'm supported. I'm loved. I'm supported by people, not just, like star families and that, but by people, by humanity. Everything transpired to bring you here. I'm speaking to all of us now. You mm-hmm. came here, we're here for humanity. And so we don't need to be afraid, even though there's so much fear going on in our culture, in our news, et cetera. We're here. And we're here in love. We came to be here in love. And so that's a huge, tremendous, amazing gift to humanity and to this planet. We rock.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And, just having the support of a community such as this and, other communities, but these communities where we all mm-hmm. come together and we collectively, raise the vibration and we care about each other. That makes a big difference. And, mm-hmm. when you're calling in everyone, whether you have your question answered or not, or, when you have whatever intentions you have, or whatever you're thinking, we're holding the space for you. We're mm-hmm. we're here. Everyone is of service to each other. We're all holding space for each other here. So just being here is supportive, and just know that.
Yes, it's beautiful. Ian, I really want to commend you for that too, because you hold a remarkable, in this community and what you do, a remarkable space. Well, the highest vibration that I have found yet for any talk show, radio summit, any experience. It's really amazing. And I also want to just say, you know, when we plug in to groups like what you're holding, there's a collective avatar. Like, you're really, think about this huge collective avatar as a light body being that's, you know, here on Earth, and that you're plugged into it too, which means things that you may not know or have are part of the collective avatar, so you can access them.
Thank you for sharing. Well, let's switch gears a little bit and go to the web, and let's see if we can get some. Okay, here we go. There's a lot of questions. So Debbie, we'll go through them, and if you can identify, you know, what the block is or what's preventing the, you know, the person from connecting in to their 12th dimensional solar body, whatever the question is, and we'll see how many we can get through, and let's get started, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is Marina, Marina from California. She says, what do I need to do to heal my heart, to feel whole and move forward? I've been hiding for so long, and she's just looking for some help to show up.
Yeah, right before you even talked, I felt something come into my heart, and it just went totally depressed, and it was like this whole experience in the heart of it happens for other people, but it's not happening for me. This whole experience of feeling left out or exclusion. And yes, it hurt my heart. Like, I just felt it go in. And so healing your heart is in that is the recognition that you matter, you count, you're here by divine decree, divine design, and that you're important, you're worthy, and that you have something valuable to share with us. You're wanted, you're loved, we need you, we welcome you, and we are asking you to let the flower in your heart, and the perfume of that flower in your heart, and the blissful heart of God, the bodhisattvas and all the angels and saints, to arise within your own heart, to heal that sadness. And it felt like something went in. I mean, I really felt it. And to heal all that and help it release so that you can own the truth of who you are and shine bright.
Beautiful. That's so beautiful. Olivia from Canada, can you help me see the truth about who I am and stop depleting my energy?
I feel my eyes, and then I'm also aware of the soul and crown. So I'm just looking at this experience. So that's where the blockage is. And so I would say with the eyes, this is about self-image or mind map. What we tell ourselves, what we've been told, and then what we reiterate ourselves. And then it feels like this, your soul is like trying to communicate, and it feels like there's a depression almost in the crown chakra. I'm not sure what that is, but I will just ask solar energies to help release that. Sometimes chakras get in the wrong place, or things happen, and so this one feels like I want to expand it and open it up. So it feels like it almost collapsed or something happened, and so that is where I see the block.
Okay, thank you. Kristen from Santa Monica. Hi, Debbie. What a fabulous topic. Yes, yes, yes. Happy Debbie's back. So Kristen's happy you're back. If you can tell Kristen, she'd love to know what's blocking her 12th dimensional solar light body.
I see violet light, and I'm way high above, and I almost feel like nothing is. I almost feel like it might just be, oh, I didn't know I could have this, and maybe just the template of how do I have this? How do I accept this? How do I integrate this? How do I bond with us. I really don't perceive a blockage except just maybe like a roadmap, needing a roadmap.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, sometimes, that's right, you know, sometimes we think that there's so much work to be done, but sometimes there's not that much work to be done, you know. We do work.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the universe is holding us the whole way, and when we do the work, you know, that grace flows in, and, you know, we get to move forward, and we get to, you know, deepen our practices, and we do evolve. So that's good news for Kristen. Okay, so here is Carolyn from Lenox. What is keeping me from activating my 12th dimensional solar body?
Carolyn, Lenox, Massachusetts. I see and feel cerebral energy. The senses of wanting the mind to expand with light, wanting the mind to truly expand with light, and the understanding of that. So in another way, it would be like releasing any clouds of illusion, but it's really just like allowing the mind to expand with light. Bringing more light into the brain energy centers.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Ursula from Claremont, where am I blocked in activating my solar body?
Ursula. So I'm finding it hard to breathe all the way in, but it's like that point in the ribs. So I would say, you know, we could say solar plexus, but there's also that I'm trying to remember the name of it. There's this point of having this body in alignment. So what I'm feeling is in the solar plexus and the ability to breathe in deep. So the energy that is there. And by the way, when we're doing this, and this doesn't mean like because that's there that you can't have your 12th dimensional solar body activated. It's just to share, you know, like, and so in the experience of doing a 12th dimensional solar body activation, those blocks are resolved, healed, cleared. Sometimes they don't even need direct attention. So I just want to say that. But that's the sense that I have. It has to do with the solar plexus and the ability to breathe in deep. There's something going on that feels out of kilter, is another way I would say that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for that. Well, let's do this. Since you referenced the activations, why don't we go to the work that you do around this. So I'm going to direct everyone to the offer page so they can follow along. And we will get to some more, we'll do some more readings in a little while, everyone. And I know that you're very excited for that. So if you're on the webinar page, just click the special offer button, which is the orange one below Debbie's lovely photograph, the smiling eyes that everyone references. And then when you click that, you'll be taken to a page and you'll see the 12th dimension solar body activations. And if you're not on the webinar page and you want to type it in, you would type in WOTA, that stands for Wisdom of the Ancients, WOTASummit.com/S, that's the letter S, 3, that's the number 3, and Debbie, which is D-E-B-B-I, everything's lowercase. So it's WOTASummit.com/S3, that's the number 3, Debbie, everything's lowercase, and again, Debbie is D-E-B-B-I. And that way you can follow along visually as Debbie takes us through this. So if you wouldn't mind, Debbie, tell us about this offer that you're making available to the community today.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go right in the order. So the private one-on-one session is to totally have the 12-dimensional solar body activation and experience for yourself. And there's many things that that emerge out of this. And so this is really one of the things that's happening with this new human experience body is that we're not becoming carbon-based, but crystalline-based. And so your DNA it's already, because the archetype is already here, it's already, available to us to begin to have this newly empowered human crystalline body, like this whole crystalline light body. And what does that mean? Well, crystals vibrate at a higher rate than carbon in density, et cetera. And so it just means more ease and grace, et cetera, in your life. But also just more clarity and all the things that we've talked about. And so you open to really grow a whole new light body, and which is wonderful. And then you really it's really about understanding in yourself, understanding who you are as a multidimensional being. And so it's connecting it with the upper gateways, opening the gateways, the portals, and connecting to your soul. And so this is an experience of feeling, knowing, being with your soul. And along the way in the soul, of course, we can access the Akashic Records field, et cetera. And so there's an invitation to truly bring the greatest light and healing and transmutation into your past life history as well. And then your angelic being, your angelic self, and your galactic self, star family self, and your universal self. And so it's really about opening all these channels and knowing yourself as that. And at the same time, while this is happening, it all is being integrated into your light, your light field, your energy, your body, your biology. So there is an amazing... It's an attunement. If anyone's ever had like a Reiki attunement, I've always loved attunements, and I love spiritual initiations. So I love that kind of empowerment. And so if you've ever experienced that, it's that kind of empowerment that is coming to you. And of course, so it's recorded and you can listen to it over and over again. It's just very empowering, and we do it all in the presence of the master saints, the beloved beings, all the bodhisattvas, the angels, just like. And what's really neat about this is it's not like I'm going to do the same thing with everyone, because you're so unique, and I'm so used to tuning into people that the words that come just flow from spirit and from the divine realm in the ways that you need to hear or receive it. So I want to say that. And I love, honestly, on my list of 10 favorite things to do in the world, being in a session with another person is on that list. I absolutely can say I adore it. So that being said, then there are some other activations that are on MP3s that support you and that support your spiritual mastery and this 12th dimensional solar body activation. And the first one is about bringing ascension consciousness into the primal brain. Now, isn't that interesting? Because our primal brain is our instinctual nature. And, you know, in the body that dies, you know, in the fear of death and the ego and all of this, you know. And so we bring your infinite self that never dies and is never born, and the knowledge of immortality and the consciousness to your primal brain and your parasympathetic nervous system. So it really helps to calm fears and anxieties and elevate you to a higher understanding and frequency, your whole body. And so it invites a clearance for ancient fears and thought forms. And this is also the one that will plug you into the new evolutionary whole brain, so you can begin to activate all the diamond cells, longevity molecules, and feel what it's like. Whenever I tune into like this the archetype of the new brain, it's way outside of my head. My hand is way high above, probably 12 inches. The brain, field of the brain always feels so large. And, you know, it's interesting because I've always felt my brain like confined inside my head. But in this, it just feels like it's this whole system that's outside and part of the light body. So it's a beautiful experience. And then holy hormones is flowing the sacred gland gateways is another one that really helps to support the whole experience of enlightenment, the 12th dimensional solar body, and opening all the sacred gland gateways within your system and your body, activating the ACEL's timeless templates, wisdom, health, beauty, all of that. It works with thyroid, thymus, adrenals, more. Parathyroid, et cetera. And so your physical body can integrate all these higher vibrational frequencies. And what's really amazing, if you're like me and postmenopausal, et cetera, it can really help resurrect hormones and glands, bring new energy, more life. And if you've experienced, like maybe you've had your thyroid removed or different things, this works remarkably to connect you with your light body frequencies that can still be informing your biology. And so it's just a really wonderful experience. And the soul star, earth star, is about activating your ascended light, nourishing your ascended light body form. So beneath your feet and all the way up to your soul star, and just all of the sacred geometry fields in between. And it's about connecting and plugging your soul plan, life purpose, mission, passion, all of that, to giving feet to it, into your earth star, so that it feels easier to manifest, to create, to know where to go, what to do, and allowing those pathways to open up just naturally for you.
Beautiful. Can I just interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
I love what Jennifer said. She said, if there's a school in heaven, I'm sure these would be in the curriculum. That's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, she really, I did a series of bliss transmissions once a month for, I think, 13 months. And this one is a recording. So it's not like a super high quality recording, but it's certainly a good recording and easy to hear. And it's about honoring the inner master. And it's really profound. So this is about the ascended master realm and experience of brain illumination, empowering your physical and subtle bodies, embracing your own self-realization. And these really were, all the bliss transmissions were like advanced spiritual practices for personal enlightenment. And that helps you to overcome like the struggles that we experience, duality, consciousness in life, and, you know, the polarity of life and the human problems and the self-judgments that we make about our own self or that we reinforce. So love that one. And that's about you meeting your inner master. Yeah.
And I'm going to interrupt again to read this, because I just love what people are saying. And if you're not following along, then listen to this. It says, my session with Debbie has left me in a state of pure bliss for the last couple of days. I can feel a greater sense of freedom from my personality, and I've been able to express more and feel more and be more of my blissful potential. I'm more free to be me than I ever was before the session. But just being in a state of pure bliss for a few days, wonderful. Yeah, what an offering.
No, thank you. There. And then the last one is another bliss transmission. So these are hour long. That's the other thing. And so there's a talk and a discussion about the sacred heart and the violet flame and all of that. And then there's the experience. And so you just open up to have the experience. And this too, the violet flame is so empowering. And to have the sacred violet flame in your heart, I want to say that there was a time period in my life where I did this for about 5 years, and people, you know, I went around the United States doing Sacred Heart Violet Flame activations. And I never had like an aura reading. And my friend talked me into it, and I did it. And I had violet light in my heart. And she said, I've never seen violet light in the heart before. And I was like, well, of course. Like, yeah, that it's this real thing that happens, just like the Sacred Heart of Jesus and saints, et cetera, and where the violet flame is initiated in your own heart. And the violet flame, it absolutely is empowering because it vibrates at such a high frequency. I see it kind of like on a very high frequency, you know, those rotating doors, you can almost get something in there and boom, into another field or plane and out. Like it can just heal, transmute, instantaneous. It's very empowering to have the violet flame as, you know, for your own healing, for your own self, yeah. for your own, and for those in your family. So, yeah, so those are all designed to, you know, support what happens in the session. And then, like I said, the session is recorded. So to really help support you in your manifestation of this, embodying your 12th dimensional solar, body, field, energy, angel self here on earth.
Merge with your 12th dimensional solar angelic body. Yeah, beautiful. And, you know, I'm going to come back to what you said earlier as well, because, again, it really does bear repeating that you see, perceive, and understand your multidimensional nature when you activate your 12th dimensional solar body.
Yes, it's not a theory or an idea or something like that. It's experiential, and it's who you are anyway. So it's wonderful to meet yourself in the higher realms.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, just to be clear for everyone, those blocks that you have, Debbie will be able to identify them. And because Debbie's a healer, will also perform those clearings. Am I right?
Yes. Here's another one that somebody wrote. You brought so much healing to my mind, body, and spirit. Debbie is a truly gifted soul. She's aware of the oneness that all things are and enjoys guiding others to the same glorious state. If you want to feel your soul instead of just imagining it, if you want to wake up out of the illusion of this world and live as an aware being, you are on the right path. That was so sweet.
Aww.
Thank you, Marie.
Yeah. So it's so nice when, you know, people take the time to actually share, because that's so supportive. You know, you have a gift and you're on divine assignment to share that gift with everyone. But, you know, it's still really nice when you get that, you know, people take the time to recognize that. The work that you're doing and the difference that you make in people's lives. Yeah, what a wonderful package. So everyone, this is available on the show. And of course it's available, you know, replays and over the weekend too. For $188, so you get the private one-on-one session with Debbie as well as those five activations. So it is really, really a tremendous, tremendous value and offering that Debbie has put forth for the community today. So I encourage everyone to really feel into the activations. It's not an either or, by the way. So it's not an option one, option two. You get everything when you decide to purchase this. So you'd get those activations. And what I like about these activations, of course, is that, you know, when you do this, then you can download them and then move them to your phone, for example, or your iPad if you have those, and then take them with you wherever you go. You can even put them into iTunes. So you don't have to be connected to the internet. And for me personally, what I love to do is I take it into nature, and I listen to these activations or the meditations or whatever I'm listening to, guided journeys, and in nature. So I find a nice spot and, you know, connecting with nature, and you can really, really amplify the energies. And you can bring yourself to a really amazing place of acceptance and receptiveness for whatever's coming through when you're out there, you know, cradled in Mother Nature's arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It has such a relationship with light. You know, she creates all life forms from light, the DNA.
Uh-huh.
It's just amazing. Yeah.
Lovely. Well, let's go back to the phones for a bit. We did promise that. So let's go back and let's go to New York in, oh, I always pick the ones, I don't pick the ones, by the way, but I'm always, Nanuet in New York. I don't know. That's the town. N-A-N-U-E-T. I can't even spell it. My goodness. 6721 and 6721 in the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live.
Hi.
My
name is, thank you for taking my call. My name is Yvette, and I would like to know what is blocking me. Let me get my piece of paper and pencil from activating.
Okay. Hi. Thank you. Well, I was rubbing my third eye, so I just want to say that. But there's something that's calling me to go and look deeper. So thank you for just giving me, I hope it's no more than like 20 seconds just to look deeper.
Okay. Thank you.
I feel like you've been told some things about yourself that aren't accurate, and yet you still wonder if they are and they hold you back. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. They're not accurate. So I just want to tell you they're not accurate. And you define yourself. No one else does. And you, I just want to remove those. I just want to set you free from those. So that's what comes up as blocking.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, please let it go. Please say, okay, you know, you declare, you decree what is allowed in your queendom and what isn't. That means in your mind and your thoughts and your body and your energy field, the food you eat, you know, the things that you watch, you're the decider, so to speak. You decree. And so say, no, that is not me. You know, and I no longer accept that. I no longer see that as having anything valid. And then you see yourself in the fullness of who you are. In the fullness of who you are.
It's my queendom. I like that.
Yeah, you're forgiven.
Oh, there's
something that's saying, yeah, you're forgiven. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Much love to you. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to the other side of the country. Let's go to San Diego, California, and 6069 are the last four digits of your phone number.
Hello, this is Mary Lena. Hi, Ian.
Hi,
Debbie. Thank you.
Hi.
Please tell me what I need to know to move more freely through my 12th dimensional solar body, please.
Well, you have such a sweet angelic nature, and what I really feel is music, tones, sounds. I just feel sweetness and lightness and lightheartedness So my eyes are going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's interesting. I'm just kind of, and I don't know if that if that's something you're doing, like if you kind of go back and forth, like vacillate, or have something happening in your life that is doing that. But I just feel like that you need to be surrounded in the natural soul vibration of who you are, and allow that to be the sweetness and nice music and that's it, you know, just like I feel like that's like a cocoon or place for you to totally rebirth yourself from.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll take
mm-hmm.
that to heart.
Mm, much love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Boy, my eyes just kept going left, right. Uh-huh. So I don't know what that was, but.
Yeah. More time, and you. Well, you know, these are tiny mini readings. If you had a reading, everyone, from Debbie, you'd have the full 50 minutes or however long you spent together, least 50 minutes, where you could really get the work done. So this is, we'll go to the web, and we'll go to Diane in Kensington, Maryland. And Diane is asking, what is preventing me from activating my interdimensional life body?
Which is a little bit different, you know, from the 12th dimensional solar body. Okay, Diane. This is Diane. Where is she at?
Kensington, Maryland.
I feel like she already travels interdimensional highways. I wish I could hear back from her. So I feel like there is there's already you know, like awareness and life there. So I'm looking for a block. I would say intestinally. I go to the stomach and intestine, and what it feels like is like there's too much water is the sense I have. Just like a lot of water it seems to be there. And sometimes when we're passionate about things, like some of us get really passionate about the earth and caring for the earth, or like the oceans and the dolphins, and we feel so intensely, you know, when things are out of balance or out of kilter, and we just, and sometimes we hold things in our body that we shouldn't really be holding in our body. We don't need to. We need to be reminded that like people and places and all of that, they're already plugged in to their own light sources too, and we can just celebrate, honor it. We can see them empowered. We can see our own selves already, like, you know, empowered. And so I hope all that makes sense to her.
Okay. You know, Diane, listen to the replay and listen to that again and just see what comes through for you.
Yeah.
All right, Nancy from Tucson in Arizona. Can you tell me where I may be blocked and what issues I should be working on at this time for a breakthrough?
No issues. Having no issues is what you should be working on. Like, there's nothing to heal, change, fix, or whatever, which is a beautiful place to be. But I do get it because, you know, I do get it. So I don't mean to be like too lighthearted, you know, or dismissive. So so let me go there. So what I feel is like new health, and I feel like all the sides of the body, all around the body, like opening up to receive new health, like to have new resources, new chi channels, new meridians, new access points for like health. It's like just this desire to have more health, more life force energy, more chi, more activity, more, all of that, just to have all of that there supporting and nurturing her and her loved ones, because I feel like part of this is around loved ones too. Sometimes, you know, if we're concerned or worried about loved ones, so it's just we just take them too into this great heart and field and this chi energy health, all of this whole experience, and allowing new chi to open up and new life force energy places to receive it, to go into organs, cells, biology, energy centers everywhere. So it felt like almost like a depletion of energy. So energy needed to be vitalized, and vital activity needs to be stimulated. And once again, and be activated. Okay.
Thank you. And thank you for doing that for the group as well, because I understand that when you do these healings, that this is for the group as well. So everyone who's tuning in, either now, listening live, or later, even on the replay, this is an energy-infused call. And the work that Debbie's doing now, even though it's for an individual, it's meant for everyone in the group. So that energy will enter your space and permeate your space, and you will be the recipient of that beautiful, beautiful healing that that Debbie has just done. So thank you so much, Debbie, for doing that for the group as well.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah. So now is the time, Debbie, to I'm going to give you the opportunity to, you know, if there's anything that you feel I should have asked you or didn't ask you, or information that you felt was coming through while you were speaking but you didn't get to voice, that the community should be hearing now, anything else that's coming through either as a final thought or information that's being downloaded to you that you feel that the group needs to hear?
Okay, well, just gratitude. I'm just going to extend gratitude everywhere. So grateful to be sharing. Always, always so grateful to share. So honored when I do get to connect with you personally. It is just, seriously, it's just one of the highlights of my life. And I was thinking that maybe people might want to hear a little bit more about hidden spiritual DNA, just because it's the spiritual DNA, and the idea of this is it really taps you in to a superhuman power. So your spiritual DNA is not limited by time or space. It's like the miraculous power, and you embody so much more energy, awareness, knowing, alive, awake, consciousness. When your spiritual DNA is connected, operating, and activated, and it allows us to step out of our current belief systems and to create and align with new belief systems, you know, allows the mind to evolve into a bigger, freer space. And so your spiritual DNA is really related to the light body. It's pure cosmic divine light love. It's interwoven into every molecule of your being. It is your eternal nature. It's how source created you already. It's the deepest source and truth of you, the grandest expression of you, and it's divine flow and harmony. We're created in joy. We're created in bliss. We're created in life, and it's endless love, sustainable love. It's a generative power, a creative power. It's knowing. So it's all of these things, you know, and to activate like your spiritual DNA and to really plug in is very extremely empowering to you and how you move and live in this world.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. Beautiful. Yeah. So if we have questions about the DNA, then you know, when you work with people privately one-on-one, would you do work around someone's spiritual DNA or help to identify that DNA? I'm not making myself clear,
yes,
but
yes.
Yeah,
that's part of the whole activation. Yes. So the activation is not just knowing, but it's really like bringing all of this into the cells, the biology, the energy centers, the DNA, the you know, the meridians, the axitonial lines. It's like really allowing everything that we do to integrate into the body and biology. So yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And if there's any questions whatsoever about DNA or things like that, yes, people can ask questions and probably like the first, 10 minutes or might be really just connecting or asking questions or whatever. And, you know, the rest might be like the total experience and then checking in and just. So, like I said, it's very organically created. Spirit does not do the same thing with every human being. I just really open up and channel. And so it's like spirit really channels to the individual. So I have total faith and trust in that after doing this for decades.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And many of you on the call have already worked with Debbie privately one-on-one. In fact, there was someone, I think her name was Glenda from New Zealand, and I'm just going by memory when I looked at the questions. And you might even, Gwenda from New Zealand. And she was saying that she's worked with you privately, especially because she bought your program last time. But she said that when she started tuning in, her base chakra was just activating. You know, she says, wow, from tuning in and just listening to you today.
Yay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hi, Gwenda. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. So everyone, we're gonna let Debbie go and we're gonna wrap this up. But I do want to honor Debbie again by sharing her offer with you all and letting you know that it is available. You can work with her privately, one-on-one, where she'll do the activations and then any healings and clearings that you need, and then you'll also get those five activations. So that's all included in the package. It's $188, and I did want to mention that one last time while we still have Debbie on the phone. So great opportunity there to work with Debbie.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Well, Debbie, as always, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. You really resonate with the community. I always get a resounding yes whenever I ask the divine if Debbie is meant to be on the show, and it's always like, yes, yes, yes. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, so
good much.
To have
appreciate
you
and who you are. Thank you, Ian.
Of course. Much love to you. Well, all the best.
Yeah.
And if you have any time, you know, Facebook is always there for any opportunity you have to reconnect with the community. So,
yes. Maybe I'll just go on and say if you have any questions or whatever. And so definitely would love to do that. Okay.
Yeah, or maybe even some mini readings, just really short identifying blockages. So, you know, everyone, if Debbie does that, just ask her what your blockage is, and maybe Debbie can just let you know. So she'll do some mini readings. That's another way that we continue to serve the community. So thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thanks for tuning in and listening. It's our desire and our prayer that we're here to be of service to you. And we come with the greatest desire to make a difference in your life and to really be the conduit for you hearing, you know, those messages, those vibrations that touch your heart for where you are in your life at this moment. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun, all the ancient ones, the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service who have brought us all here together for being here with us, for us, and supporting us. So much love to you all. See you again. See you tomorrow. Bye now.
Beautiful.
Take care.
Thank you.